Ask the Podcast Coach for February 27th, 2016.
Let's get ready to podcast.
All right. Good morning and welcome to Ask the Podcast Coach. Of course, you have to dance when that music comes on. We are live each Saturday morning, 9:30 Central, 10:30 Eastern, out here at AskThePodcastCoach.com/live. Although today, and the reason I've asked SP to hang around is we're going to talk about some blab issues as we get started here on early. I am Jim Collison, and of course, I'm usually here with Dave Jackson, who is at PodFest US, I think down in Tampa this morning. He said he might try to join us, and then he sent me a note this morning, and he said, oh, I'm definitely not going to be able to join us. So that means he tied a few on last night, or, you know, who knows? I saw some pictures coming out of Facebook, but okay.
I got four simple words for everybody at a convention that wants to jump on Ask the Podcast Coach on Saturday mornings. Be where you at.
Yeah. Well, it's he might join us. He might not. We'll have to see. And so if you're watching, so here's the deal. And I asked SP to stay around for a while. Daniel just reminded me that the live page doesn't have the new embed. Yeah, because I don't have access to the live page. And Dave and I set this all up a week in advance. So last week he calls. He says, hey, I'm going to be out. Can you start a blab? So sure. So I go out, schedule the blab, get it. Send him the embed code, because we know the last thing he wants to do is put the embed code in on a Saturday morning kind of deal, right? So we set that up, right? So fast forward to about 15 minutes ago, I start the blab that's on Dave's site, ready to go. I start it, the little call-in button blinks. You know, if you've been a host, you know that blinks at you to call in. Then the blab closes. Just like, you're done. And so it has kind of left me, SP, in a little bit of a lurch this morning. The live page is not updated with the right embed code. Dave's sleeping off a hangover. Let's hope. Let's hope so at the moment, right?
He's probably on the convention floor, shaking hands and meeting people. You're just assuming the worst that he's drinking. He's a healthy guy now. Did you see the pictures? He's lost a lot of weight.
Man, he is looking good. I saw him. I was like, wow, nicely done, Dave. But you're at PodFest. You're supposed to, like, you know, party. But anyways, so I can't get the page updated. And I don't know if Dave is, we'll see if he's being responsive. I'll say, are you there? Are you aware of any other fallbacks? If folks have gotten kind of hooked on Blab and it's having issues, what are the other fallbacks? That, I guess, Skype, but what else?
Right. Well, and Skype doesn't stream anywhere. So if you want to stream audio only, there's Spreaker and Mixler. If you want to stream video, Facebook Live, maybe I've not used that. There's Zoom.us that Dave has used before. There's Periscope, but that is not with your computer, right? It's with your mobile device.
And it's really one way. I mean, Periscope is just kind of one way. In the chat room, you know, I get Blab is working on things. SP, this is a weird thing about Blab. If you're on it and you say anything negative about it, there are a group on here that will absolutely just go crazy on you. Like, oh, don't be mean to them. And I'm not being mean. I'm just trying to say the reality is there's moments it's not quite ready for primetime. And there are things I'm doing where I need it to be kind of ready for primetime.
Daniel J. Lewis in the chat said breaking things indicates they are probably working on things, which is absolutely true. They are definitely working on things. They're working on, hey, we've asked for a lot as a group, right? Podcasters, non-podcasters, we've asked them to put a lot of features in and that sort of stuff. And they're, while we might not be on high on their priority list, I know they are working. So if they have those weekly or monthly Blab town halls or whatever that gets hundreds and hundreds of listens because everybody wants to know what's going on with the platform and everything. And I'll hand it to them. They've created something here that is not available anywhere else, where you have the combination of chat and ubiquitous video in, where you can call in from anywhere. So
No, don't get me wrong. I'm very bullish on this platform and will continue to monitor it. We're just, for some of the things I do, I can't use it yet in its current form. And I appreciate the work that they're doing. It's going to be great. So I'll keep monitoring it when it gets to the stable part where I can rely on it, because I need to be able to jump in. Can't have what happened this morning, which is the blab opens and the blab closes, and like the chat room was closed. I mean, it was closed hard. like not even the 3 minute, you know, sometimes you get 3 minutes to open it back up again. That was not even there.
I tried to type in good morning and it wouldn't go in. So I typed in good morning again. It wouldn't go in. I typed in good morning a third time. It said Black Coal. So I'm like, oh, okay. Here we go. There's Mike Howard.
Well, I'm going to bring Mike in. He's got a great story. But it's so, Mike, hang on. Welcome, by the way, but hang on for 1 second. So all that being said, SP, in this discussion about Blab, one, great service. Two, looking forward to the kind of things it's going to do. Three, I think as a podcaster, we just have to be ready for failure. And when it does fail and you don't, you got to have some backups ready to go. I mean, in this case, fortunately, I was able to start a new Blab. I put a note in the old Blab. Most of you guys, there's 24 of you out there now. Most of you found your way over and we'll still have a podcast here. I mean, it'll still work. You were nice enough to jump in and help me test it. And so SP, thanks for jumping in and doing that.
One last thing before I leave and concede the floor to the great Mike Howard is that
I'd like you to stay around.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the audio on Starling Tribune on Thursday, if you listen to either the YouTube that we posted or the live audio on the Blab, you will hear a tick every once in a while. And it's like it's clipping or something like that. And so the audio recording really sucks. So basically, if you are podcasting on Blab, my recommendation is to use some sort of external recorder, no matter how you do it, portable, digital recorder, another PC, whatever, and you capture that audio so that you don't have to depend on the audio from Blab, because right now the audio isn't all that great. And I will always recommend that anyway. Always make sure you have a backup recording.
Good advice. We're going to talk with Mike. SP, if you want to hang around, you're welcome to. I'm not trying to throw you out. So if you want to, yeah. Mike's got a great story. You might, as a podcaster, you might want to hang on. So if you want to hang around, listen to us. So good. All right, Mike Howard, you had an interesting, and this is a great podcaster story, and you share as much or as little, keep the names, protect the innocent, those kinds of things. But you kind of had a situation this week where you booked a guest and that created quite a stir in your community. So can you give us a little, give us a little background on that? Because I think there's some good lessons in this when we think about controversial guests.
Yeah. So first, we're a photography podcast and we, you know, been around for almost, I think we're going on 4 or 5 years this summer. I need to figure that out. But we do interviews, not too much how to, but we do how to's every once in a while. And I have a long list of photographers, a Google Doc spreadsheet, because I love spreadsheets, of hundreds of photographers that I want to reach out to that eventually come on the show. And there's one guy, I saw an article where he was rated in the top 10 children photographers in the world. His name is Jake Olson. If you want to do a Google search on Jake Olson, it'll help the conversation here. So I contacted him and said, hey, love to have you come on the show. I have a standard form that talks a little bit about the show, talks a little bit about our past guest and then how we can book a date. And he agreed. He said he wanted to come on the show and we scheduled a pre-show interview, which we do with about half of our guests for this past Wednesday night. And that morning, the morning of the pre-show interview, someone in our Facebook group posted, hey, have you seen this, to the public, not just to me? Because no one knows I'm working with a potential guest until I actually announce we've booked a date. So they posted this article about Jake and some of the things he's been saying on Facebook and to potential customers, to current customers, to other photographers. And it is some horrific stuff.
Yeah, I mean, let's be clear. It's some pretty inflammatory. I mean, so the situation was on his own Facebook page. Yes. There were people coming in and posting on his page. By the way, he's a very popular guy. Hundreds of thousands of likes.
And since Wednesday, when the firestorm started against him and then, you know, landed on us too, he's gotten more new Facebook likes than we have in total. So he has over 360,000 Facebook likes. And so just to give you a little bit of feel for the conversation that he has, and you can Google search this and find your own, you know, things derogatory toward minorities, very harsh that way. Things derogatory against women, things derogatory against, gay people, or I don't know if the right term to use for that. Things, and then all the way up to suggesting and encouraging someone to commit suicide. So very bad.
And not like the pretty straightforward. Like this isn't trying to hide it. Right?
He's not holding anything back. He's not soft pedaling the way he is. So, and even toward his current customers, it's just amazing. I don't know how this guy works, but that all said, his work is really good. The quality of the work is really good. He's been on a lot of, he claims he makes $1.5 million a year from his photography. No way to justify certify that, but he is on some big covers and some big books where you don't get there for free. They're not using your work for free. So he's being paid. So that morning I heard about this and he wanted me to.
You didn't know about this. I mean, you hadn't.
Not to that morning. The morning of the show.
Thinking, great guest. Here's a guy, rags to riches.
Yes.
This is going to be a great deal.
Right. To continue the story, and this is all public. He was claims to be a 25 year alcoholic who 3 or 4 years ago turned his life around and is got into the photography business and is now making good money. And that's a great story. I'd love to talk about that story on our show, that how you've gone from this to that. So he wanted to talk on the phone, which is, I've never actually had a pre-show with somebody on the phone. It's always been Skype or Hangout or something like that. But he didn't give me his number. So my email back and forth to him, he never responded. And I figured maybe this is what's going on. So one last thing to just close it out. I said, all right, I'll email him and say, hey, are we still on for tonight? If not, I mean, if we are, I need your number. And he responded right away, gave me his number. And I said, all right, got to go through with the pre-show then. What's the harm in a pre-show? So we talk in a pre-show and he right off the bat goes right into all what's going on online and tells me about, he's just so sorry. He did this. He doesn't know why he does it. He just has, he relapses and goes into this tirade. And I say, well, we're going to have to talk about this on the show. I can't have any limits on what I can ask you on the show. And he agrees to that I can ask anything I want to. So, and he was very nice on the call. So I booked the show and I post like I do with everybody we book, post on our Facebook page. Hey, Jake Olson's coming on the show March 8th. And that did that as I went to bed Wednesday night.
Yeah, which is maybe a lesson learned, right? Well, you never know, right? You don't know. This is good, but it created a firestorm, right? I mean, your Facebook page blew up.
With a lot of negative, yes.
It's interesting, like he'd created this firestorm so large that it itself created a new one on your Facebook page. And and really the negative reaction that was had was almost as ferocious as his negative responses, yes. Right? I mean, you began to see. So next day you pick it up, you start answering questions, I assume, mm-hmm. right, coming off your Facebook page. What's that feel like?
I mean, to be honest, it wasn't too upsetting to me. Most of the people who are posting on my Facebook page with the thought of someone were saying, if you have Jake on, I'm never going to watch your show. These are people who never watched it in the first place. So if I understand correctly, you've never watched it in the first place. And if I have Jake on, you're never going to watch it again. And if I don't have Jake on, you're never going to watch it like you don't now. So really, what has changed there?
Right.
But, that said, they had a point and I had to start thinking about this is not our show. We're not a Phil Donahue show. I'd love to ask this guy why he acts this way. What is going on?
Yeah, but you and I had that conversation because I was intrigued, when you started telling me this story, I immediately went to the human side of this, of like, what's going on with this guy? First of all, it's an amazing story. Right.
Yeah.
To come out of alcoholism and find photography and make a business out of it. It's an amazing story. You want to talk about that. And then second of all, I kind of want to what's going on with the Facebook deal? Like what's happening that where you're losing control on this thing? I want to be able to ask that questions, but Mike, this all goes back. And this is why I wanted to talk about it here this morning. This all goes back to why are you doing your podcast? Right. What is the intent? Those are great stories. And so walk me through a little bit of your thought process when you think about why you're podcasting and what you're doing. How'd you reconcile those two in the sense of like, here's what I'm supposed to be doing, and talk a little bit about what you did. You went through and put a document together, but talk a little bit about that piece.
Yeah, I did not want to just, say an update on a Facebook page. Hey, show's been canceled. I needed to do a little bit more conversation about that. So I did it as a blog post on our site. And I had to think about, what is JPEG Draw about? This is great drama. And there's lots of drama in the photo industry. Lots of drama. But that's not what we're about. We are about interviewing photographers, talking about their journey, talking about what they do, talking about, you know, we love giving exposure, whatever little we can, to photographers. And, you know, one of our rules in all of our communities, the first rule is be nice. And so this show was never going to be able to go to the point of talking about what he does, his workshops, all those kind of things. It was going to have to, we're going to have to have stuck on why you act in this way. So thinking about that, I thought, this is not the right fit for our show. I reached back out to him and I said, all right, Jake, here's what we're going to have to do. One is, I'm not going to broadcast this live. Two is, if I feel it doesn't add any value to our community, I may never publish it. And so with those conditions, he decided not to come on the show. And that's fine. And I'm getting a little flack from some of the people who said, you didn't actually cancel the show then.
Right.
I will tell you this, and I'll say it here. No one, including my wife, will ever tell me who I can and cannot talk to. Well, and that's what it boils down to. If I'm not going to be live and it's not going to be broadcast, then all it is a conversation between him and I.
Right.
And no one, if you don't like the fact that I'm going to talk to him, then I say, just leave the show.
But well, Mike, hold on before we go on, let me say, because there's an interesting point in here in podcasters is we own this, you know, you own your podcast, right? It's your podcast. A lot of people take this very personally. You know, I sensed in your voice and I read in as we talked, it's like, nobody's going to tell me what to do with my podcast.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, when you get in these situations, this is one of those where, and I was glad we actually, you and I had this conversation because it gave, I think, you a second. You were in the firefight. And it was very emotionally charged and you were getting hammered from both sides. And I think the immediate reaction for most people is to fight back. You know, now one of the things you did on Facebook, I think very appropriately, was to just keep it calm. Like,
yes,
hey, I'm considering this. Thanks for your feedback. I appreciate it. And there were some pretty emotionally charged comments that you could have taken the wrong way and gotten very defensive on online. And I think as podcasters, it's really, really important that we take 10 minutes, calm down, back up, right? Maybe even 24 hours in some cases to back up, because you could have done just as much damage to your reputation in that hour after or that morning of or the day after type deal on Facebook. You and I took some time, talked about it a little bit. Was like, hey, so it's, I think sometimes it's good to call a friend in on it, you know, phone a friend. Can you, hey, what do you think about this? And I've used you for this sometimes too. Hey, Mike, I'm struggling with this. You know, what do you kind of think? So Mike, I'm interested in this. Like, you almost get, once you've opened the door on this, sometimes what I hear you saying, there isn't a way to get the horse back in the barn, right? It's out. You've made some people angry. There's other people who aren't going to listen to your show that may not have listened to it before anyways, but they might have, you know, from that point. It's one of those situations. People always say, oh, I wish I hadn't. Well, you don't know, right? You didn't start with the book and this guy thinking it was going to go down this path, but it just does. That's the risk you run, right? How you handle it matters.
Yeah, I never wanted to get into an argument with people online, so I never went down the negative path online. And to, you know, even those people who will never listen to the show, I still listened to what they had to say and went that route. But what I did do also is in our Facebook group, people in our Facebook group have been long time followers of the show, have helped contribute and help build the community. I did listen to what they had to say. I wanted to know what they had to say, what their thoughts were. And that helped me along the way, on the ultimate decision.
You put a poll up, right? On your Facebook.
I mean, a poll up. And unfortunately, for a good while, it was split down the middle. People wanting me to do the show, not wanting to do the show, which, you know, I did tell them in the beginning, I'm not going to be held to the poll results. But I'll listen to everybody. The other thing that's happened is several of the big name photographers who've posted quickly on our Facebook page are people we've tried to reach out to in the past and have never responded to come on the show. It's you know, was a little bit hurtful that, hey, you will quickly come on our page and criticize us, but yet you never could respond to emails we sent you to come on the show. But what's happened as a result is now conversations happening, and we've even booked one of them on the show. Come on,
yeah, you got some additional bookings out of it, which is pretty cool. You sat down and wrote a document. One of the things that I was super impressed with that you shared with me last night is you kind of wrote this letter back to your community, this blog post back to your community, kind of saying what you were doing. What the first half of it is what I'm most interested in, and what I thought would be a great idea to share with the community here, because I don't think a lot of us spend a lot of time thinking or documenting this, but this situation kind of forced you into thinking, why am I podcasting? And so, Mike, can you walk through how you kind of sat down a little bit and maybe kind of highlight the, when you think about why your podcast exists, you come up with three or four really definitive, like, this is who we are. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, and I tell you, that was more difficult than I thought it was. I had an outline in mind of the thing I was going to say, what JPEG Draw is, what JPEG Draw is not. And then I did the first bullet point and I was like, what is JPEG Draw? I got stuck on the very first bullet point. When I'm trying to break us down to three or four bullet points, what is it? And, you know, then I started thinking, well, you know, we're a photography podcast and a community. So it's not just a podcast, it's a community we're building around the podcast. And then, you know, what is our other goal? So I came up with three or four, I think it was three, of our top things, and that will evolve over time, of what JPEG Draw is. And then, you know, I talked about what it is not. And this is one thing where I'm a little different from some of the other guys here. I have no desire for this to ever be a profit thing. I have no desire to make money from this and have it feel like a job. And that actually relieves a lot of pressure off of me, because I didn't have to worry about, is this going to build my audience, shrink my audience from a monetary standpoint? Is this going to lose advertisers, gain advertisers? That never had to enter into the conversation. So that was helpful. And then also, you know, a few other bullet points on what we're not. Like, you know, we're not a show that's going to be critical and demeaning to other photographers in the industry. There's lots that you could go down that route. You know, that's a rabbit hole you can go down easily. But that's not our platform. We're not here to be critical of the other photographers.
Yeah. And in your post, three very distinct sections, you know, who you are. So what is JPEG Draw is what you do, what it is not. And I like that. I think this is what we're not about. And then why I do the show. And I think this is a really critical section in here. You know, you said you started as a team photo dad for your kids' sports. That's how this started. I remember those days. I remember early in those days, you'd show me those pictures and some of the ones that you took, you know, in the city and those kinds of things around there. And then you also mentioned you love meeting other photographers and listening to their stories, and you love the tech side of producing the podcast. And so it lays out three really, I mean, you're kind of a tech guy who's a photographer, right? Mm-hmm, and I think you bring a lot to that photography community by being this kind of really nerdy tech guy in it. And so this is an exercise I would encourage the enthusiast podcaster, the pro podcaster, anybody who's doing this. I think this is a great exercise just to walk through who am I, who am I not, and why do I do this? And try to get three or four bullet points on each and really grapple with it. SP, as I mentioned that, have you ever sat down and done anything like that?
Oh, yeah, I was just going to comment on that, because episode one of Better Podcasting is all about that. It's how you have to plan your podcast right from the beginning. Now, as you do your podcast, it evolves. So it's good to go back through that exercise. But absolutely, you should not, in my opinion, you should not enter into a podcast just saying, hey, look, we're just going to get together and do this thing about this. Well, no. What is your messages? Because podcasting will change your life in ways that you will never understand when you start off with. So you have to, in my opinion, have your goals kind of in concrete when you start. Like, the first podcast I started was Voices of Defiance. And I started it because I like sci-fi, because I wanted to learn how to podcast. And I wanted to spend some time with friends, maybe create a community around the sci-fi show Defiance. And that worked out great. But then when the show was over, the podcast was over. And we were okay with that. We didn't try to morph it into something that it wasn't. We all have gone on to different projects and are just still having fun podcasting about what we want to podcast. So absolutely, not only when you start, but I think periodically you have to sit down and reevaluate. And I'll tell you, this sort of interaction, it was huge for you, Mike. It was very big, but it can happen in a microcosm as well. You can have people that are sniping at you, regular listeners or whatever. And Jim, you've had this happen before in your podcast, and they say, well, I don't like this, I don't like that. So you have to think to yourself, am I going to change my podcast because of the feedback that I'm receiving? Or do I not care what they think, because that's not what the podcast is about? So these are all really big issues that you have to deal with when you're podcasting, deciding to continue to podcast or start a podcast.
No, those are great points. And, you know, Sean Kelly, I think that's how you pronounce say his name, Sean Kelly out in chat, said it was guilty by association. So that was a lot of it too. If you don't get the true sense of this guy unless you do the search and see what he has said. I'm not giving it real justice as to how harsh he is. I didn't want the show to be just, once I knew about this, the show could never be just about what he has done, his journey and his great photography. Because then it's almost like I am, advertising for him in that sense. And as a guilty by association, like Sean said, that if I don't address those issues that what he's doing and just ignore them in the show, then, you know, I'm almost a supporter in that sense. And I don't want to do a show. I don't want to change the show into just a drama show about what he has said. That's a whole different show. I still would love to ask him, why are you acting this way?
I still almost would, Mike. It's one of those, I almost call him back on a recorded deal. And so he knows, but, and maybe it never gets published, but you never know. I mean, there could be a great story in there that
I will also say that I will bet within the, if it hasn't happened already, that another show will pick him up and do what I was going to do. We'll do that with him. And then, and they will get a lot of views. It'll get lots of views on that and on that side and a lot of negative, but they'll get a lot of views. I think Jake's thought is there is no bad press.
Right.
And to some extent, you know, he's gotten more new Facebook likes since it started than I have in total.
Which is a weird phenomenon, right? I mean, you're like, how does that happen? Knowing there's a firestorm, maybe only because there's the like button.
Yeah.
But I don't know. SP, what do you think?
Well, first of all, Facebook has changed their reactions, by the way. Yes, so on their mobile device, at least, I see if you push down on the like button, there's a bunch of different reactions that you can give.
Web 2.
Okay.
Yeah, on the web.
So I haven't gone through all the different reactions, but it's there. And Facebook is so controversial right now, especially during the election season here in the United States, that, you know, you really know who you should follow and who you should not. Either you're on one side or the other, or you don't care, you know, one of those three. But this goes beyond just podcasting in general, especially with you're talking about photography. There have been a bunch of controversial creators. Whatever. We had a podcast on our network recently do an episode of this in defense of episode 16. And they looked at people like Orson Scott Card, Bill Cosby, whatever. And based on what they've done, does that ruin their work for you or not? So that's a whole aspect to consider as well. But if the controversy is overtaking the look into the art, in my opinion,
yes,
then you can't do it. And I would never have that episode. I would have done exactly what you did. I said, look, we're not going to air this live. We're going to have a conversation. And if I like it, we're going to go with it. If not, you know, whatever. And I reserve the right to edit it however I want. I'm not going to frankenbite you. I'm going to be true to whatever you say if I post it, but I'm not going to let out something that I flat out disagree with. There's going to be it's going to give a big detriment to what my podcast is about. I mean, you look at Mark Maron in his interview with the president, that was a big interview, but it wasn't upsetting Mark Maron's podcast. Mm-hmm. So,
well, and that's kind of a style of a show in the sense that he interviews interesting people.
Right.
You know, it'd be like I have a tech show and we interview interesting tech people. But if I had Jake on, that wouldn't fit the kind of the bill of what we normally do. Did you say Frankenbite?
Yeah, it's a term that I learned from reality TV. So what they do, because I know a couple of reality TV editors, because I just got interested in some of the reality TV that I was interested in, like Deadliest Catch or whatever. I'm like, I know that's not what they said. You can tell that's not what they said. So how did they make that work? And they said the technical term in the industry is Frankenbite, which they will take. And as podcasters, we do a lot of audio editing. So, you know, you can make somebody say whatever you want them to say. And yeah, that's called Frankenbiting.
That's a new term. I had not heard that before. I'm usually ahead on that kind of stuff. And you pulled one over on me. So nicely done. Yeah. Well, this is to me, this is kind of the down and the dirty and the hardest part. I mean, we talk about microphones and mixers and all that other stuff and, you know, blah, 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 who we're going to host on and all that other stuff, right? I think that pales in comparison to sometimes when we talk about the personal issues. In this case, you know, when we talk about real people bringing on guests, once you decide to make this, you can't put the horse back in the barn. Then you have to deal with the fallout. And you got to kind of work through it and be calm through it and work your way. You know, Mike, I think you handled this really, really well in the sense that you never went off back on your community. Right. And I saw some of the comments that they were making about you in this pretty strong back to you. Like, I'm not sure this is, I mentioned this early. I'm not sure we're, as podcasters, we're not, sometimes we're not good. And if you're new to getting flamed, you know, I remember about, I think 2011, I said something online, actually with a group of people, I said something and man, we just got flamed and we immediately went out, you know, you're just angry and you immediately went out and we flamed them back. And that began a conversation that never ends, you know, it just never ends well. And so Mike, I think you, you handled that pretty well today. So, okay. So he's basically withdrawn at this point, right? He said, hey, let's withdraw. Did you post that? You put a post together on your site. Have you publicized that on your Facebook page at this point?
I did, you know, last night I put it in our group first because one, they'll catch my spelling errors and those kind of things. They're good about letting me know. And I did have a few, probably still do. And let them know first. Cause you know, that community is the one I care about the most. The ones who are so critical and saying all the things like you just mentioned, Jim, are on the page. And those are people who don't know that they're judging us on a show that hasn't happened yet and not on 165 shows we've done before that. So, yeah, this was our first time we've ever really gotten negative feedback, but I didn't let it bother me that much. I was more interested in what the group said. So I posted it there first and got their response. And then right after that, later last night, I published it on our Facebook page. And I actually sent Jake a link to the post, too, because, you know, I want to be upfront and honest with all this. There's no hidden agendas here with that. I don't have any problem answering any questions about the process or what our thoughts were. And, you know, he was cordial there too. And
good. I was wondering how that went. I encourage you to send it to him right away. So it wasn't like he found it. I think you never want a guest or someone you're talking about. I don't think you ever want them to find the post, right? I think you want to say, you want to get that out early. I mean, if you want integrity, you can do kind of shock jock stuff and hope they find it, make a big deal about it. But I think in the professional world, we want them to know early and say, hey, I'm doing this. It's going to be live, but I want you to see it before other people do.
And, you know, Sean, that's a great question is what if you didn't announce it? And unless I forget, I generally announce every show that we're going to be having. But I will bet you that the people who are interviewing him now will not announce it until after the interview's over and they publicize it. Then I think, you know, it's a lot tougher to make a moral call or a call about, you know, what your show's about after you've already published it because you've kind of done it. Yeah, it's out there. That is, you've put yourself on record at that point.
It's tough, Mike. I think this is a tough deal. I think you're going to, in the end, in handling it right, you're going to lose a few. I think you gain the respect of a whole bunch more in the process, right? And you don't know.
You know, one of the photographers who's been on the show before, and I like him, and his feedback was fine. I think as an encouragement not to have Jake on, they sent me a long list of other photographers I could have on. So those are some great people that I have now on the list. Again, I'm not going to be bribed to not be on there, but he saw it as, hey, let us help you find some other guest to come on. And we're not lacking for guests. There's so many photographers that we're never going to be lacking for guests.
Yeah,
but it helps. You know, guest research is time consuming, and you know someone giving me 20 or 30 names helps cut on that time consuming process.
Well, and you can't research every single guest. I think this is the one. You know, you try, you do your best. This is a guy that's been on your list for a while, and he reached. If it finally worked out, and you had no idea what was going on in the last month or so, and so you can't do it, and so you have to be ready. I think if you're going to do this kind of podcasting, you have to be ready to handle these kinds of situations, and how you handle it is super important in this. Yeah. And Mike, I think I would say, and the reason when you and I were talking about this last night, and I wanted to have you on and spend an extended period of time talking about it, is because I think it builds a nice template. You know, no two situations are handled exactly the same. So you get into this mess, you got to kind of figure out your way around it. But Mike, I think you built a nice template. You went to the community, but right away, you went to your own community and said, "What do you think?" You reached out to, you did not treat flame for flame. So you were getting flamed, you didn't flame back. That was important. You sat down and organized your thoughts around why you podcast and what you're doing, and you documented it in a way. So you could kind of say, guys, this is kind of here where we're at with it. I think the super big key is you were very, very open with this guest. You talked to him several times back and forth, mm-hmm. and kept that line of communication open. And we're very clear from an expectation standpoint. Guy, Jake, here's what we're doing, and here's the way it is. And you know, you are very transparent with him in the process. I maybe even more transparent than I would have been at times in the conversation. In helping him kind of understand, I think he knows where he's at. I mean, I think you said he, you know, he said, I don't know why I do this. Well, he does it because it's a lot of people do it. SP, you've probably seen this in the right in the forums communities that you're a part of. There's some people who just can't help themselves, right? When it comes to flaming, I'm sure you've seen that, right?
I've left a couple of communities because a couple of flamers just insistently kept on aggravating the situation more and more and more. And it's I just don't need this in my life. I'm doing this because I like to talk about this subject or whatever. If it was my job, it would be something different. But as a hobby podcaster, it's because I enjoy it. And yeah, I don't need that. I respect your opinion. You got freedom of speech. Fine. I just don't need to listen to it. So,
yeah. Mike, I think the point is whether you're hobby or pro, you're going to run up against this, right? You're not necessarily doing this to make money. It's a very, J.P. de Raw is a labor of love. It's a very hobby podcast for you. And it's still like no good. I always say no good deed goes unpunished sometimes. And, you know, you're out there trying to do something really cool for the community. And this kind of, I think you handled it in a way, though, that I think a week from now or a month from now, it will probably subside. Do you think that it's over at this point?
For the most part, I think it is. I think most of the people on our page will go back to ignoring the show and whatever. But I think also our longer term fans, we just reconfirmed what they thought about us. Cause you know, I think we've been consistent in the way we treat our guests, the way we treat our fans, and the way we, you know, act in the community. And I think this just reconfirmed, you know, that for them. So hopefully, you know, we shored that up. I also say one thing you got to consider when you start posting back to some of these people who are trying to flame you is what you put down in writing is going to be there. And, you know, when you calm down, do you want that to still be there? And do you, your employer, if you're not doing this for a living and you have another job, do you want your employer to see you going off on somebody? So what I always thought when I was responding, my employer could see this, my audience could see this, and the guest can see this. And so am I going to write something that I'm willing to stand behind in all of those situations? And that was in my thought there in responding. So I tried to stay out of the fray. I did not get into arguments with people in that sense.
No, Mike,
I got to ask you a question, Mike. Yeah. You polled your audience. In retrospect, yes. Are you glad you did that? Or do you, I won't say regret, but would you have not gone that route?
Since it turned out that the majority of them wanted me to cancel, I guess I'm glad that I did that route. Because I think if the majority wanted me to do the show, I probably still would not have done it. And then I would have some contradiction with them. So I guess it was a risky move. But at first when I did this, I thought it would be overwhelming people telling me to cancel the show. And then I got a little worried whenever we were 12, 15 votes in and it was dead even. Or 12 to 15 votes both ways. And it was dead even. And I was, oh boy, this is not going to be a good result. So in the end, I think I am okay with that.
Yeah. Well, Mike, I think, so your audience, this is where it might be different. Your audience, when you ask your audience, they know you. They've listened to 168, I think, you're right? 165 shows. I'll give you three more than you had.
There you go.
4 weeks from now, that'll be true. So they've listened to you for 165 shows and they know who you are. So I think they filtered that decision through knowing you're going to give, you would give Jake a fair shot at this, right? That you wanted to have Jake on for the photography angle and not the shock jock angle. You were going to have him on to talk about his story of from rags to riches, or from, mm-hmm. you know, in photography, from JPEG to RAW, to bring out the best. I've watched your shows. You try to bring out the very best in your guest every single week and make them look like the best photographers that are out there. I mean, that's your goal, right? You want to have them on the show to highlight what they do. And you've had some spectacular photographers on your show. I mean, it's just great. It's pleasant, and it's not gimmicky, right? You don't have an angle. It's photography. Let's get to the point. Let's talk about photography. We're not trying to get an angle on it. So I think your listeners know that. And so they knew, hey, Mike will be fair with this guy. So I think I'm okay having him on. So that may be why it was so close.
Yeah. And I think they were willing to give me time to process through it and not make a quick decision to just automatically dump the guy. I've never canceled on a guest. And I've never had to put these kind of restrictions on a guest. So I wasn't going to do them lightly and make the decision, quickly. And they were more than willing to give me the time to work through that process. Well, I think the chat room, the Facebook page wanted me to make it right away. They were really upset that I wasn't immediately making the decision. Yeah. And it just wasn't going to happen.
No, I think it's a good story. Jason Bryant, when have I ever had to ask you to come in? Come on, dude.
Well, I just wanted to make sure. First of all, I'm using my iPhone, which I've never done on Ask the Podcast because I'm updating.
No, that's not true. That's not
on
you,
this
you,
show.
You butt dialed in.
Yes, you're right. I did. I was cooking breakfast and I was like, I hear something in my pocket. I'm like, Jason Bryant's coming on. I'm like, what the heck? Well, you can't see my hands over here. I'm like, sorry, guys, butt dialed. I butt blabbed. Okay, so...
All right, controversy, you had it.
Yeah, so those of you that know that, when I come in and talk about myself, I pat myself on the back all the time. No, I'm just kidding. I have, 15 shows on my network. I host 10 active ones right now. One of them is a show about Virginia Tech wrestling. And in the sport of wrestling, we had this thing this year. It was kind of like a bowl championship series, for those of you who are familiar with sports, where, bowl game type of things. Well, we did it with dual meets because we can't figure out a right way to crown a dual meet champion in wrestling. We have a way we crown it with individual points. The details are not really that important to the story. What is important is how the teams were selected. And this caused a bit of a problem within the fan base, within the sport of wrestling. Penn State and Iowa, two typical powerhouse teams, were undefeated. They're in the same conference. They didn't meet. But the way this thing worked is they weren't going to meet in the final. So Penn State would host a duel. Iowa would host a duel. Like, and the eight Big Ten teams would host it. So the question was...
The question was, sensors got him.
Could that not have been timed better than? Oh, here he comes. So, Jake, hold on. We can't hear you, Jason. You might need to refresh.
No,
yeah, refresh your. No, can't hear you. Refresh for us. Yeah, we'll wait for you. You're fine. So that is classic. Like, so the question is, boom, gone. Mike, Ryan asked a question while we're waiting for Jason to come back. So after all the hubbub, how do you now feel about your community? Do you feel like it's tighter knit and or more active than you thought?
I think it has brought us closer together. I think it's made us a tighter knit group, and hopefully it's we've earned even more respect for the community from our decision. There'll always be, you can't make decisions trying to please everyone because it's never going to happen. You're never going to please everyone. So ultimately you got to make the decision that's right for your show, and I think they respected that.
Awesome. Jason, so the question is...
Am I good here?
You're good, yeah. So the question is...
What was the last thing you heard?
The question is... It cut off perfectly at the question.
The question is, which schools were going to go to which Big Ten teams, and which school, like in the old football bowl era, who was going to play in the Orange Bowl? Who was going to play in the Rose Bowl? But, now we get to the thing where, okay, these teams, Virginia Tech wins the ACC, beats NC State, who was at the time 22-0. NC State had beaten Oklahoma. There's a big triangle. So my Virginia Tech show rolls around, and I coordinate the coaches' poll, which determined what teams went where. Well, one of the coaches, the coach of Virginia Tech, which is a client show I have, calls me up Monday fuming. I was like, do you want to do the show? He goes, no, give me a couple days. I got to figure this out. So Virginia Tech thinks they got slighted. They wanted to wrestle at Iowa, because the head coach at Virginia Tech's an Iowa alum. Two of the assistants are Iowa alums. The head coach at Iowa used to coach at Virginia Tech, and there was a real bad deal between the head coach at Iowa and the school at Virginia Tech about 10 years ago when he left to go back to Iowa. So there's some bad blood here. And Virginia Tech has a team that they thought was good enough to beat Iowa in Iowa, kind of to basically kind of, you know, ram them a good one there. So the alleged situation was is that the power teams like Penn State and Iowa were picking who they wanted to wrestle versus having it be legitimate. So Coach Dresser comes on the show, and he has never been one to pull punches. And this is a team show. This isn't like my national, you know, journalistic short time thing. Virginia Tech is a client. They pay me for this. And then when Dresser drops out, was like, yeah, so-and-so, they pushed out. And I'm like, okay, that's going to be it. He goes, well, you know, my wife wouldn't like me to say that, you know, calling people. And then he said the P word. And I'm like, my eyes got real big. So basically, he just called the two coaches at Iowa, Tom and Terry Brands, their twins. He basically called them P words. And he goes, yeah, you know, my wife doesn't want me to say that. I'm going to have to call some a little less, you know,
inflammatory.
Like, well, no, it's like less polarizing. He goes, Yeah, they were oranges. They oranged out. You know, so then this whole thing hit the message boards. Like, and I was making sure, I was like, okay, I always post this show on the Virginia Tech site. And I tweeted out and I said, you know, Coach Dresser calls out Iowa in the national duels. I went in the post production and put in beeps in that spot because I'm like, okay, I'm not going to let the P word fly on the show. I just beeped them both out. And then nothing really for the first couple hours. And then all of a sudden somebody got a hold of it. And I wasn't running to the national message boards going, did you see what Dresser said? Did you see what he? And then it just erupts. The Iowa message board gets a hold of it, explodes. I mean, normally the Virginia Tech show gets about 1,500 downloads an episode. This thing hit 8,000. And in the span of like 3 days. And it was like the message boards were hitting it. And now then you've got other shows getting coached to come on. Then Coach Dresser's calling me. He's like, yeah, our athletic director, you know, the next day the AD calls him in. So I had to go back and do a little bit more creative editing on the show. I wasn't going to pull it down. Not at all. So this is one of those situations where, you know, like Mike is saying, you're not going to boot a guest. Well, I wasn't going to pull the show down because the context of it, where there's smoke, there's fire in that respect. The 3 second line where he said somebody was the P word. There are people tweeting about, oh my gosh, coach called the Iowa coach up. You know, it was like, you know, it the biggest website in the country picked up on it. A couple ambulance chasers have picked on it in terms of coverage. And it's like, I'm sitting there, I'm about to go on vacation. I'm like, you know what? Probably the right week to take vacation because you had a college coach calling another team, like, well, not necessarily calling them that name, but saying that, you know, they're wussing out there, you know, and it's like,
Jason,
oh,
did they pressure you to take it down at some point? Did somebody ask you to do that?
The AD had a meeting with the coach who he kind of came and was like, hey, what, you know, do we take it down until I have this meeting? I says, you know, you pay me as a you know, contract.
This is the AD. This is the AD of the coach who said it, right?
Yeah, well, the AD didn't actually talk to me directly, but through the coach who had a meeting with the AD. It was kind of basically, well, we know we pay him. Can he take it down? What can we do? I told him, I said, trust me, I'll come up with an edit that keeps the context, but draws attention away from it. Like, so I kept the point that you wussed out, but I basically kind of cut that. You kind of pick up on the content. I eliminated the explanation of why I had to change the word, but you still, if you listen to it the first time, you kind of realize, wait a minute, he definitely called him a name. So I had to be a little bit.
Okay. Two comments. First of all, go Gophers. Okay. Got that out of my system.
I was at the Minnesota State tournament yesterday, and I'll be there today. As a matter of fact,
sweet. So that's number one. Number two is in your particular situation, since you're contracted out, who owns the content of the show?
They do. They do. It's their call, but you know, it's my editorial control, so to speak. I mean, if they wanted to say remove this show, like no ifs, ands, or buts, I am required to do that.
Okay.
But I think they also realized that the point to be made was super important to lose everything out because of that one comment. So I did some creative editing around that comment that kept the fighting spirit of it, but I didn't completely, you know, I took the beeps out to draw attention to it. I kind of, you know, it almost sounds like the audio kind of flubbed there. It's like, well, it got a boot out, you know, and you can, so, okay, he said something. And then he goes off on a tire. Oh, he must have called him something. The context still stays there. So they were actually fine with my edits on that. So that was a little bit of the thing where it is their show. I don't want to pull down a whole episode. It was an hour. That was fantastic stuff because of the one fighting word in there.
Wow.
Definitely caused an issue, you know, because, and then I'm getting other coaches who disagreed with him saying, hey, you need to say both sides. This is, you know, I'm like, whoa. Well, first of all, I said, coach, this is the coach at this other school who was on the other side of that argument saying that there was no shenanigans or whatnot. And I said, hey, you know what? This is their show. This is their platform. Right. This is their format. If this were Short Time, my main show, yeah, I would have both sides of the show. But this is their show. This is like, you know, Alabama's football coach calling Auburn a dirty name. Guess what? The Alabama show is not going to have the Auburn coach on there to defend himself. No, it's the Alabama show.
Did you, Jason, did you use it as a benefit saying, hey, look, if you want a show like this too?
Well, believe it or not, a buddy of mine who does a show on my network who went to Oklahoma, he got a message like the next couple of days. He goes, hey, a friend of mine asked me if I would be interested in doing a show like the Virginia Tech show for Oklahoma. So it's definitely starting to pick up. I don't think this show is going to that episode is going to link to it, but it did definitely raise some eyebrows and be like, wait, what show is that? That's Virginia Tech's own show. So because of my podcast, another coach called another coach a dirty word and I got more clients out of it, potentially.
It could have gone the other way. In other words, you could have gotten labeled. I mean, you personally could have gotten labeled as the guy who allowed that to happen. And then when you went after new business, these coaches are like, you know what, Jason, you kind of run a hack organization and you allow things to go on in your interviews that are not necessarily professional. And so we're not going to, I mean, so because of your podcast, you could have got blacklisted too, right? I mean, that's.
Well, theoretically, because in point, but my reputation's probably really good here in the sport of wrestling.
True,
so I've already, there's things I've written in the past that high profile people have not liked, and it hasn't really affected my career now. But it's one of those things where, do I allow it? Well, I didn't say it. I asked the question. I asked a very innocuous question and got a very detailed, brutal response. What I mean, as a journalist, am I going to? Yeah, it's paid content, but am I going to censor something that's the point of the client's show? It's like, well, you know, I didn't say it.
Right.
You know, I asked the question. I mean, you ask Muhammad Ali, you know, how did you fight tonight? He goes off. Well, that's not Howard Cosell's problem.
Yeah. Well, Jason, so we have I think we have opposite points here with you and Mike, in that it is sometimes the purpose of your show to get to this. To get to this level,
I didn't know he was going that way though. I knew he was fired up. I didn't know he was going to go like that. And it was like, just your eyes get all big and you're like,
no, but that fits your purpose in a lot of ways. Like, you want that kind of passion and that, I mean, you're kind of maybe you're not going to, you don't want it to go that far. Right. But it kind of fits the genre of what you're trying to do. It fuels the competition. That's why you've got so many downloads. And so in your case, you kind of want it to go that way in some ways, where in Mike's case, you know what? That's not the style of his show. He's not, you know, it's not emotionally charged. They're talking about photography and, you know, they're trying to get to the point. So it's interesting. I think we have the tale of two cities here, and that it works well. That you wouldn't want to do it every week, right?
That's a team show. That is a team specific show. So typically those shows are about those programs, the news within those programs. My Nashville show, my Short Time show, is when I get a little more, I'm not shocked yet, but I will go after it. Like recently I had a school in South Carolina, a Division II program at Anderson University Drop Wrestling. I had their AD on the show and I grilled him. And and he came off looking really bad and like his decision was terrible. I did the same thing with the Cleveland State AD last year. And that interview actually helped save their program. So there's situations where I'm going to go on the attack. I'm going to have a grilling type of investigative journalism type of thing. And then there's sometimes I'm just going to sit back and be like, oh, I'll address the topic. Be like, I'll interview the subject, kind of like Mike was talking about, you know, controversial topic we'll have on the show that happens to be the right time. You're like, you know, I'll take that route. Or there's like the team shows. I just sit back like, it's some of it's fluff, but some of it's informing, the fan bases. So, you know, I have a team in Iowa that's 3-10 this year. Really hard to talk about a 3-10 team. So we found other things to talk about regarding the program. So it's a very, I get a big mix. So it's not like there's a specific style of show that I'm going for. Like Short Time, if there's a big topic in wrestling, I'm going to talk about it. But this one, my relationship with the organization that ran this dual series, I freelance for them. So I pretty much pull myself out of that in a journalistic role. Like I didn't take a both sides for Short Time. I was like, you know what? I coordinate this poll. I didn't do it. Didn't do it that week, but I pulled myself out of the NWCA debate because of the conflict of interest there. So I, you know, with the team show, I'm not an agent of the NWCA. I'm a host. So with the national show, there, it's just a couple lines. Yeah. You can't, it's a weird floating target. So,
and honestly, you're in a situation not a lot of podcasters are. So it, from that standpoint,
I didn't expect to be in this respect. Yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, that's the highest team show I had. You know, some of these other, you know, the Minnesota shows get really good numbers, short time spikes, but it's like, this show was a team show. It's the single biggest episode of a team show between Virginia Tech, Old Dominion, Maryland, and Buena Vista. And it's like, this one got national appeal. And, you know, there's a show being recorded right now that has the same guest on. And apparently I've got a couple texts like, hey, are you listening to this show? And I'm like, no, I always listen to Ask the Podcast Coach on Saturday mornings. I never listen to that show. Well, apparently that coach is going off on Penn State today. So let's see how they handle it social media wise. To see if I'm curious. This is kind of a, you know, maybe if, you know, you were talking about somebody else, you know, my, you know, instead of coming on my show, somebody else would get them and kind of get that. I'm waiting to see what's going to happen with this show that's being recorded as we speak and how much social media they're going to play this up to try to get traffic to capitalize on my interview and on the Flow Wrestling Radio interview.
Right.
Which last week we got us huge numbers. So I'm waiting to see, you know, if the siren, the red lights are flashing and they're being, they're getting some spam likes. So
Mike, you had a question.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, not only does your topic impact what your decisions are for your show, but also I think maybe your audience too. In our case, I don't know what anybody else's mix is, but in our case, we have a large mix of women who are our listeners. And, you know, I think they won't like as much of this, especially with this guy, this drama with this guy, because of, he's been very derogatory to women amongst every other thing that there is. He's derogatory to everything. But, you know, that comes into play too. You know, on the other hand, some of them, and not just women, maybe some men too, would like us to do a show on baby photographer every week. And I'm not going to do that. I just would get boring. I want some variety. But, you know, keeping that in mind that, you know, they're not going to like that drama. And that's just not what we are. You know, we'd have to do another show, whole different show that would be about photography drama that was outside of this.
Yeah. Well, gents, Jason, I know you had to jump in and jump out because you had some stuff going on. At least I thought you did. You can hang around if you want.
We got a dryer on the fritz and it's a honeydew Saturday before
better get some stuff done.
Cedar Rapids, New York City. I got the Minnesota State Finals tonight. So, yeah, nice. This is a four-weekend stretch. I was actually surprised I was jumping in. So,
well, I appreciate you jumping in. No, it was great to add that side to it. So, Jason, thanks for jumping in. Appreciate it. All right, man. See you. We're at the bottom of the hour, and we will, if you guys want to hang around, yeah, it goes fast. We had one topic. Well, we spent 10 minutes kind of complaining about Blab. And then we jumped right in here to get it done. And so Dave has an easy job of writing the show notes this week, which is always great to host a show and not have to write the show notes. Dave can make a title. That's one thing, you know, how to handle controversy or, you know, something along those lines. If you have a good idea for a show title for Dave, send it to him. We are live out here each Saturday morning, 9:30 Central, 10:30 Eastern, out at askthepodcastcoach.com/live, except this morning when the Blab failed and I had to restart the Blab, but we had 35 or 40 make their way over. We want to appreciate you doing that. Dave will mix in the music starting at this point right here, because I'm not going to try and play it and do all that fun stuff with it. But we want to say thank you for joining us. We'll stay around for a little bit of post-show. So if you want to hang out, jump in, ask your question, we can continue the conversation. Mike, I have a question for you about your equipment here in a second when we go. But we'll stay around for a little bit of post-show and want to say we're here each Saturday morning. Come back and join us next Saturday morning, 9:30 Central, 10:30 Eastern at askthepodcastcoach.com/live. And with that, we'll say goodbye, everybody.
This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com. Changing the world, one download at a time.